Good morning, podcasting morning chat. Today is Thursday, April 4th, 2024. And today is your chance to ask us anything about podcasting. So this could be a new podcaster. This could be a veteran podcaster. Whoever you are, if you've got questions about your podcasting, you are welcome to come up and ask. In the meantime, please share this with a fellow Clubhouser if you're listening live. And if you are listening via podcast, please share this with another podcaster. And then give us about 2 minutes and we'll get things rolling. Thanks for being here. Good morning, podcasting morning chat. Thanks for being here on this Thursday. Today, we are going to be doing a little AMA, or maybe it's AUA, because I'm not the only one hosting this show. And by the way, I still have not gotten into the habit yet of saying who I am. So hello, I'm your host, Mark Ronick. And I'm joined by a slew of podcast pros, people who have been doing this for a while, people who are helping other podcasters do this. We've got a lot of different types of experience up here. So if you've got a question, if you're maybe struggling with something right now with your podcast or content creation, come on up and ask. And really, I know I say this, so this might sound like a broken record to some of you, but truly, I believe that all of us can consider ourselves an expert because you've managed to put a podcast out there in the world and your experience may help somebody else. So if you want to participate even in answering the questions, by all means, come on up and join us. So,
Sorry.
Go ahead, Walt.
Sorry, but you know, you say you're going to tell people who you are. You did say your name.
Did I?
To ask me anything, you think we're experts. I'm gonna need you to, you know, pull out that resume real quick for people now.
I appreciate you, Walt. Thank you. Yeah, as for me, I've been doing this for quite a while. It's been almost 20 years now. And about 4.5 years ago, right before the pandemic, I decided it was time to share my experience, share my knowledge with other people, and provide a service for other people where I would produce their podcasts for them. And I have learned quite a bit through this experience myself these last 4.5 years, both about myself and about podcasting. So thank you, Walt. And if you're interested in that, it's ironicmedia.com if you want to check out some of the stuff I do, or feel free to reach out to me. But more importantly, you can come up here and reach out right now. While we're waiting for you, I'm going to start with an icebreaker question, and if you are listening via podcast, you're going to be thrown off if I don't say anything. Nick is not in the number 2 spot. He came in a little bit later than normal, so We're going to start with Simona this morning. And I think that's actually a great person to start with, because the moderators, we were chatting a little bit prior to the room opening via text. And Simona had informed us that she is on her way to the United States, actually in the United States now, doing a road trip from Canada. And she informed us that she was getting a little sleepy. So she was looking forward to the room and getting things going. And we're looking forward to keeping Simona awake and alert. So good morning to you, Simona. Let's kick it off with the question of the morning. And actually, Simona came up with this. Simona, if you could change one thing about your podcast right now, what would it be and why? Good morning. Well, she came in for a second and then I think we lost her. Oh, now we can hear you. Go ahead.
My Bluetooth steps in and out sometimes, so if it does that, I'll just put myself on mute and we'll go to the next person.
No problem.
But yeah, I am in Iowa. I've never been here before. So far, there's not much to see. in any case, it feels weird being in this number two seat, Nick. We're going to have to talk about that. And okay, if I could change one thing about my podcast right now, you know, I feel like I would change the, for Happiness Happens, I think I would change like how much I don't market it. I don't know. I don't know how to explain that fully. Like, I feel like I kind of half-assed the marketing on that show when there's so much potential and I know I could do a better job. I just don't prioritize it. So I think that would be the number one thing that I would change.
All right, Simona. So what is it that is preventing you from promoting it?
You know, it's such a good question. I think it's myself. I feel like that podcast has so much potential to be like a top 10 podcast. And I think that it's the combination between, like, I just put out social media content for it, but I don't ever really talk about it. I'm never really in my stories talking about my podcast. You know, I never share about a new episode that's gone out. I really don't post about it on LinkedIn. I don't put it on my personal, you know, Facebook page. I know if I ran ads to it, it would do really well as also. And I also don't follow up with my guests to see if they've shared the episode. So I kind of just like publish the episodes, and they're such good conversations.
Mm-hmm.
Dominic and I were having a conversation about it the other day. So I had asked him if he would be so kind to listen to an episode that I was thinking of submitting to a bunch of different awards. And he had said it was actually really nice. It was so nice to hear. He had said that it was really good, but you know, he said that there was a lot there. And so I think that was a good reframe for me. I've been doing the show for so long that I feel like, I don't know, when you do something for a long time, sometimes you get comfortable in what you're doing and you don't really push the boundary, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And I agree. I've listened to your show. I've been on that show. And I agree. I think it has a ton of potential to catch fire. So I'm going to ask you again, though, because I get it that you're preventing yourself. But the bigger question, and I'm putting you on the hot seat partially to keep you awake. What is it? What is it? But yeah, okay. So you're holding yourself back. What do you think it is about you that's holding yourself back? What's preventing you from putting this out there? Let's promote it. What is it about that, about yourself?
Yeah, that's a really good question. So I think it has a lot to do with the fact that I honestly should be creating like specific content on TikTok and Instagram and taking my actual knowledge and sharing it more than just from a podcast point of view. Like, there's a really, like, I have big plans for a brand behind that show, like a bigger brand than what it is right now. And so I think it's the, again, goes back to my own like self-sabotage of not wanting to create content. And then when you don't create, like, you don't create the content, like I record the episodes and then I pass it over to my team. But when I look, you know, when I do client content and client podcasts, like we're reevaluating strategy every 3 months. Right. And we're constantly going back and taking a look at analytics and like all of the things, but I don't necessarily do that for my own self. And so it's such a combination of things. It's like, But I think the biggest one is that I should be creating additional content to it. But I think I'm almost like, you know what? You know what's really interesting? I don't know if anyone else relates to this. If you do, maybe like come off mic, because I feel like I've literally been talking for 10 minutes. But anytime I've shared something in the past that is along with that brand and like the brand that I would love to continue to develop for it, I get so many messages of like, oh my God, are you okay? You must be so sad. You must be this and that. And I'm like, I'm really fine. And I just want to share from like a place of empowerment, but I guess it doesn't come off as that. And so I'm like, oh, like I thought that this message was something that was, you know, a powerful thing to hear, but yet it's not received that way. And so I don't know. I think about like my life and all the things that have happened over the last year. And there's so much that I want to share. And then there's also so much that I try and be respectful of, you know, to my ex-husband as well. Right. And so I don't know. It's a weird combination of like, I want to share about my life, but I don't want to overshare about it. So it's like a weird dynamic. Mm. I don't know if anyone else relates to that.
Oh, yeah. Sharing deeply your personal life publicly through a podcast. Yeah. Sometimes it can be really easy because it's you, and most of the time it's just you. Sure, you have guests sometimes, but I think you know what I'm saying. Sometimes it's just you sitting there recording, giving those words of wisdom, sharing your personal moments, and it can feel easy because no one's around you. And then, yeah, sometimes I've been caught in that where I forget that it's not really just me here. And I'm sharing, maybe oversharing, I don't know. But I do think it's interesting what you said, Simona, the idea of the way that the message was received. I think, look, communication absolutely is a two-way street. And I believe no matter what we say and how we say it, it's going to be interpreted differently from one person to the next. We all have our own perception of the world. We all see things through our lenses. And no matter what we do, it's going to be received probably at the very least slightly differently than you intend it. So all we can do is make sure that we are communicating our thoughts, our opinions, our feelings as clearly as we can. And then we have to be okay with the idea that some people are going to take it a completely different way or hear it differently.
I love that. I love that a lot. And it's so true. And I was reading the comments as well. And Jonathan honestly hits the nail on the head. And it's something that I think about often. It sounds like you're afraid of having too much success on your own podcast. Mm. And I feel like that is very true. And it's also very true in my life, my relationships, my business, like all across the board. So it's something that I'm working on, but it's definitely something that's present. So it's like that inner self-sabotage, mm-hmm. but it's like, you know, when you know you're good at something, but it's like, but I don't want to be too good because, you know, in the past when I've been that person that's been quote unquote too good, it's immediately like shut down. So it's the whole thing. And anyway, we don't have to get it done. We don't have to.
I appreciate you sharing. Thank you. And I see Alex wants to chime in. Go ahead, Alex. Good morning.
Hey, how's everybody doing? I think it's very difficult to own who you are. Being a CPR person, like that's what I do for a living. I just decided I was going to be the CPR guy. And you have to kind of own it for better or for worse. And especially in your industry, you have to own being the podcast girl, or whatever that means to you. And I know I've talked to you about that before. We all get into our own head. And trust me, if there's anybody that has the problem of saying one thing and it coming off a different way, it's me. I get that criticism all the time. And it's hard because you don't intend to do one thing and it comes out completely wrong. I mean, I always say this. There's this one friend of mine, he could say anything and it's okay. Mm-hmm. And there's other people, they could say the same exact thing and they'll get themselves in trouble with the whatever gods. So, I mean, it's frustrating. But at the end of the day, we all have our own podcasts and this is what it's all about. we all are. And I think you had said this, Mark, in the live that you were with on Instagram. We have two personalities. We have many personalities. And one of the personalities is the Clubhouse personality versus the podcast personality versus the personality that we use with our friends and family. Sometimes they overlap and sometimes they don't. And I think that that podcast personality has to be a little bit different, but at the same time, you have to be able to, and I hate to use the word own it, but you have to be confident enough to put yourself out there. I mean, you look at some of the greats. I always go back to Oprah. I don't know why. If you look at her journey when she first started to where she is now, we've gone through her weight loss, her this, her that, her whatever, and people have accepted her. And your audience is going to, and this is for everybody, your audience is going to grow with you, and either they're going to like what you're going to say and they're going to continue to listen, or they're going to drop off for whatever reason, and that's on them.
Yeah, thank you, Alex. And I so can relate to that person that we all seem to know in our lives that it seems like they can say anything and people accept it, embrace it. They just know how to deliver their message. Okay, I want to keep things going. And again, I want to remind you, if you are listening live, come on up, come join us like Soda has, and bring your thoughts, bring your questions. Let's make this a group conversation. I'm going to go back to the moderators in a moment, and I just mentioned Soda, so I want to say good morning to her and see what she wants to add or ask in this conversation. Good morning to you, Soda. Welcome back to the stage. What did you want to add today?
Well, because something I've been struggling with a lot is to have that confidence of feeling if your podcast has worth, if there is a place for it, and how to find that balance between being inspired by your favorite podcast, but not comparing it in a negative way and feeling like yours isn't worthy because it's not to the standard of this podcast that you really admire. So Simona's question was just kind of similar to something I had been thinking. So I just wanted to throw that out and see if anyone had any answers to that.
I mean, that is so relatable for me. Having that confidence in your podcast, having that confidence in yourself when there's another entity, when we'll use your example, there's another podcast that you really admire and you think they're doing it really well. And sometimes it's hard to have that confidence in yourself when you feel like you're not living up to the standard you've set based on that other podcast. Does anyone have any thoughts on this? How do you guys deal with this? I don't want to be similar to what Simona said. I don't want to hog the whole conversation here today. Happy to, but don't have to. And Sid, thank you. Go ahead. Good morning to you.
Good morning, everybody. So I think all this has been really important. And so I really appreciate your question because we've talked about this a little bit before, and I don't remember who said it, but in a few weeks ago, somebody in a room said something along the lines of, don't look at where they are today, look at what they experienced along the road, something along that effect. Like, don't look at my perceived success, look at the journey that I've been through, because the journey is more important than what you see, because we all learn so much along the journey. And I would also say that I think it's really important to run your own race. Your only competition in your podcast, in your content creation journey, in your video journey, whatever journey that you're on, your only competition is you. And that focus should be being 1% better than you were the day before and improving 1% in your craft, in your skill. The other people that are out there, yes, I think it's amazing to listen in and admire them. I think it's amazing to take away things that you believe they're doing that are really successful and try to incorporate components of that into your journey and into your product that you're producing. But at the end of the day, you got to run your own race.
Thank you, Sid. Drop the mic there. For me, I think that's so important. The whole idea of paying attention to their journey versus where they are right now, it really does help me level the playing field, evening it out, bring them to the same level where I am, or even previously. How did they get there? You know, I mean, I've had these conversations with people where they come to me and see me as that person. They see me doing a podcast 5 days a week. They see me putting on an event with some other people, a big event. They see me doing another business, Next Gen Podcaster. there is that. And they don't sometimes pay attention to the fact that, yeah, it took me 2 years of doing this live to get it up on a podcast. Looking back, that was all my fear and my limiting beliefs and the stories that I was telling myself about why this podcast couldn't be a podcast, that it could only be live. It's silly now looking back at it. And the point is, it's important to follow the history of the person. And if you really admire them, you'll find those clues they left that got them to where they are right now. Before I come to you, Alex, I want to go back to Soda. Soda, I'm curious how you feel, you know, how you feel about what Sid had to say. And then I want to ask you a question, and then we'll go to Alex. Go ahead, Soda. So your thoughts on Sid's comments.
Yeah, I liked what you said about Journey, because so I feel like when I look at, like, especially my older TikToks and just older content, I'm like, oh, that's so cringy. I want to delete it all. I'm super embarrassed. But, you know, hearing you say how it helps people, because I think that's why a big reason I'm playing kind of small and don't want to be seen, because I'm like, I know I'm in the beginning phase. I know I'm going to look back later and like, oh, this is so cringy. But just what he said about how it can help someone else if I, you know, do put out that, keep that older, maybe cringe content, and that we all start from that. So even people like Mr. Beast and all these other big people, you know, you look at their older content and it's pretty bad. So, but just embrace it, and it's part of the journey, right?
Yeah. And so to thank you for saying that, because yeah, here we are, which I still believe is great advice. Pay attention to the other person's or podcaster's journey to figure out how they got there and to level that playing field, but also paying attention to your own journey and looking back at your own stuff and seeing how far you've come. That helps me level that playing field. It helps me recognize all of the accomplishments along the way. So Soda, as far as paying attention to those people that we're sometimes comparing ourselves to, do you have one in mind? And you don't have to share who if you don't want to, but do you have one in mind that you look at and say, yeah, that's where I want to be?
Podcaster that originally inspired me to get into podcasting. And she just, I watch like almost, it's a YouTube podcaster, and I watch the whole thing. I never get bored with it. And that's something, it feels entertaining to me. And so that's one of the things that I'm like really struggling to really, because I have a very low retention. I'm like, I want to have that, how she does it. So yeah, that's one aspect I compare myself a lot with.
Yeah. So I would ask you if there's maybe, you know, we opened the room today with a question about if we could change one thing about our podcast right now, what would it be? And along those lines, is there something that you could learn or take from what that podcaster is doing and learn to apply it to what you're doing right now?
Yeah, that's a good idea. I could like literally take the format she uses. And I actually have spoken, like I'm in a Discord group. I'm a patron of hers. So it's like I could even ask, she has a Q&A thing. So I could even ask her how she formats that. I didn't even think of that.
Yeah. Oh, and there is the little one. Speaking of little ones, no, not Nick, but he has the little one, and here's his hand is raised. So, hey, Nick, how are you? Good morning. What did you want to add?
Good morning from the little one. dang it, that threw me all off.
Oh, sorry. I can go to Alex and then come back to you because I owe Alex a mic.
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay.
Let's do
that. Alex, did you want to add something?
I just have another topic question, or not topic question, but it's a podcasting question. So if you want to go back to Nick when he figures out what he wants to do, that's fine.
I should be good. I think I've gathered my thoughts enough. Speaking to everything that Simona's talking about, I exactly know how you feel because I've done the same exact thing. Like I compare myself to all these other creators and like, that's where I want to be, like what they're doing, how well they can talk in front of a group or put together the storyline or whatever. And you have to remember the biggest difference between yourself and that other creator are the reps that they've taken. Like you might be on video 20 where they're at video 2000 and they just have the experience. That's the only difference that sets you apart from them is their experience. And the only way that you're going to do it is to keep taking reps. It's like going into a gym and expecting to bench press 315 pounds when you've never even lifted the weight before. You have to build up to it. And it sucks from like looking where you're at and where you want to be and being like, man, that's a long way to go. Like I have to put in thousands of reps in order to get to that point. But that's what it's going to take. Like that's what's going to separate you from every other creator that's also comparing themselves to that person. Like, are you going to be in the one in the gym taking those reps? Or are you going to be in the one standing outside looking in at the gym saying, oh man, I probably should have been taking those reps.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. It's like, exactly. It's like, instead of holding ourselves back, right? We're holding ourselves back because we don't believe we're as good as that other person. And so we do nothing instead of saying, okay, let me just keep doing my thing. Let me keep putting in those reps because the more I do that, the more the closer I'm going to be to where that person is. It's funny how we do that. Not all of us, but clearly several of us do that. Sid, did you want to add something else?
Yeah, I did, because Nick was saying exactly what I was thinking at that moment about even the word reps, right? And I think it's important to understand, just so we'll keep that gym analogy, that when you're in the gym and you're doing the reps to build that six-pack abs, right, and you're not necessarily getting there as fast as you want, it's important to understand that you need to make micro adjustments. Just because you do the same rep over and over and over again doesn't mean you're actually going to get that result. So pay attention to the steps along your journey, what you're learning, the feedback that you're getting, and make the micro adjustments to get to where you want to go. If you just do them and don't adjust, I don't think you're actually going to get the true results. So you got to make those micro adjustments.
Exactly. You have to keep putting weight on the bar. Every time you go into the gym, you have to.
That's a great analogy. So before you go to Walt, Mark, I had an idea for a room.
Okay.
Based on something Simona said earlier. And maybe it was Simona, somebody said it. But I think it'd be really, really cool for Dominic to do a room one day. It was Simona to do a room one day to talk about the elements of an award-winning podcast. Because I'm listening to her talk about, she asked Dominic to listen to an episode, and we all can't reach out to Dominic and say, listen to our episode and tell us what you think. But I think it'd be really cool for Dominic to share, because I've never submitted an award, right? I think it'd be really cool for him to share what's the elements of an award-winning podcast so that I could go and look at my catalog and say, okay, I think this is a really great one and fits those criteria. I want to submit this one.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, because we've had Dominic share a little bit about the application process and the things to think about when applying for an award, but we really haven't dug in with Dominic on what makes a podcast an award-winning podcast. What goes into an award-winning podcast? Dominic, are you up for that challenge?
You know me, I'm up for any challenge. Good morning, everybody. I hope everybody is well. Today's menu item is chicken mini wontons.
Ooh.
We're switching it up a little bit today.
Nice.
But no, I'll be up for that challenge. And it's interesting because me and you, Mark, we've had that conversation, you know, about submitting for awards the other day. I had that conversation with Simone as well this week. And then me and Soto was doing a clubhouse room yesterday about this very thing. And so clearly this is becoming a thing, I guess. But no, I'm up for that challenge. I think I'll actually have to think about what those elements are, because, you know, sometimes when you're so in that work, you never really sit back and think, what are the elements? So no, I'll be up for that challenge. I don't have to really think about it. I do have a few thoughts about it, but I'll have to sit with that a little bit.
Okay.
I have to sit with that a little bit.
Okay, cool. That sounds good. And we can talk more about it outside of the room and see what we can put together. I think that's an awesome idea, Sid. Thank you. And thank you, Dominic, for being open to it. Walt, did you want to add to this conversation we're having with Soda this morning?
Yeah. Also, Dominic, since you open to any challenge, I'm about to be challenging you all the time. First challenge is get that paid consult link up. And it's not for you. It's for everyone else. Because you do have a lot of value and you share it. And yeah, your time is also important. So
you are the fourth person this week to say that very thing.
I know, I'm one of them.
Correct. You literally, so yeah, so I get it. Message received.
Yes. So,
not just received.
Dominic gets the rule of three. The rule of three, Dominic. You hear it three times, you got to do it.
So what's the rule of four? Like, get off your ass and do it?
Yes. Like, exactly. What's the, 100%.
Should have already been done.
If it gets to six, it gets taken away. But yeah, and the I raised my hand because not to make this into a whole bro-y conversation, but to keep that gym analogy up. When y'all were talking about it, it just reminded me of when I was in college working out with somebody, and I was feeling pretty good about myself when I was lifting. And the person I was with, he was like, yo, what are you doing, man? He like added more weights. He said, keep going. I was like, no, that's too much. He said, nah, do it. And I was like, oh, hold up. I'm actually doing it. So I think when we're doing those reps, it's important to have people kind of in there with us. I think sometimes for me, I have moments of like indecisiveness, like, oh, should I do it this way or that way? And they could take me like a couple days to make a decision about something because I'm just into it. This is like a little way too much. And I remember actually, for one thing, I asked my younger sibling about it, about what I was trying to decide. And they just were like, yo, no one cares, man. Leave me alone. And she was right. She was right. It was like a real, it was a huge thing for me, a complex situation. But in reality, it wouldn't have mattered to anybody at all. So yeah, make sure you got a gym partner with you.
I like that a lot, Walt. Yeah. I was thinking even, yeah, a gym partner definitely works well. And what it made me go to was a personal trainer, right? When we see some people at those gyms, or we see some people that are looking really healthy and really in shape, and a lot of times that's because they've hired a personal trainer, not just to show them the way, but also to make them feel accountable, have somebody that they have to answer to. And I think that speaks really well to this too. It speaks well to any craft, anything you want to improve at. Bring somebody in to show you the way, or at least put you on a path. And real quick, since it feels timely, Simona, I want to give you an opportunity to share, because I know you have a new package, a new program. Well, I'm not a new program, a new package that you're offering. And it's an opportunity for everybody in this community to make a little money too. So would you like to share?
Yeah, I would love to share. Thank you. So last year, towards the end of the year, like over the Black Friday, you know, period or whatever, my team and I put together a bundle for Black Friday specifically. And it was my online course, social media templates that are like plug and play, and my project management system. And we bundled it for $297. And it sold so well during that Black Friday. So we were like, do we just take this product and keep it and turn it into something that we sell all the time? And so we decided to keep it as a product that's part of like the offer suite, if you will. And it's still doing really well. And so at the end of April, I'm going to be running a masterclass, and I'm looking for affiliate partners. So it could be anyone within the community. I'm looking at my, you know, producer friends as well, other podcasters. So if you feel like it, being an affiliate for this product. So it's priced at $297. You would have your own unique affiliate link. And anyone that purchases through your link, you get a $75 kickback. It's like a 25% affiliate commission off of that product. So if anyone is interested, feel free to send me a message. I haven't announced anything about the masterclass yet. If you do want to attend, you're more than welcome to as well. It's a free masterclass. And then, of course, there's going to be a pitch at the end of it. I'm sure you guys figured that out. It's typically for newer podcasters or people who haven't started yet. But I've had people attend who have been podcasting for a while. They still learn a lot of stuff. And I guess one of the biggest things that I've noticed is taking over shows from different producers and all that is how many gaps there are in some of the things that I would do versus somebody else. And so I've tried to close those gaps with this masterclass to help creators get started on the, you know, on the best foot possible. So if you're interested in being an affiliate for that program, I would be super grateful. You know, would ask you to send out a couple of emails to your list if you have one, and then some social media stuff and so on. And then again, whoever purchases through that link, you get a $75 kickback per sale.
Okay, cool. Yeah. So Simona, if for our podcast audience, what's the best way for them to reach you? I will make sure I put in the show notes a link to your podcast launch kit, but more importantly, if they want to become an affiliate and try to help you sell this kit, where should they reach you?
You know what? I think the best place would be hello@voltproductions.co, voltproductions.co, or find me on Instagram and send me a DM. Those would be the two best ways.
Awesome. Cool. So that... You're welcome. So yeah, that link also will probably, the link I'm providing in the show notes, you can also follow it and then find a way to contact Simona right through there. It will take you to her website and you can reach out there. So good luck, Simona. We are happy to help in any way we can. I want to real quick, because we have some other people here that want to participate, and real quick, I want to chime in on some stuff here about what we've been talking about with soda. And I want to, I'm looking at my notes here. Please forgive me. I'm looking here. I wrote down something. I see. Okay. Yes, here it is. So it's interesting to me, and I'm curious how people, what your thoughts are. When I see someone like Dominic killing it, right? 22 awards in podcasting. I always feel like I'm cheering him on. I'm excited for him. I don't have that feeling like Soda described in a case like Dominic. And there are others too, right? There, especially in this room, but there are also others outside of this room that are doing big things that I would feel like normally it would make me feel kind of yucky, right? Because it's like, oh, look at all that success. And why don't I have that success? But then there are other people that it does make me feel kind of crappy when I see them succeeding. And I'm curious what you guys think. Like, why is that? Why is it that there are some people that I think we would cheer on while there are other people that make us feel lousy? Somebody's off mic.
Me.
All right. I'll go to you first, Stacey, and then let's go to Simona.
Okay. Good morning. Wow. That's a big question. Well, first of all, I want to just say a couple things to all the conversations. One is for everybody, the famous words Dominic gave to me and what a year I've had in implementing betting on yourself. So I just want to bring that quote back because it's very relevant to all of it. And boy, has that been very relevant to my first year out of corporate, now entering year two. Second and third. So second is judging. I just wanted to offer any commentary when you decide to have that room. I've won a lot of awards and I've been a judge, now not in the podcast space, but in many other Stevie Awards and other big business industry event, non-industry and industry. I've been a judge on both sides. So when you have that meeting, I can certainly contribute to criterias and what makes things stand, people and brands stand out. Third of all, to this current question, I think it comes down to, we all have lovers and haters, and haters is pretty strong. And I say this because when I post anything on LinkedIn, I just feel the love, and it's not my closest friends. oddly enough. When I put stuff on Facebook, I now created two Facebooks because I have my personal family and I do put my podcast and other things there. And nobody really engages at all. But when I created my Stacey Sherman there's Stacey Brenner Sherman. So that's my personal and everything. That's what I started with, my Stacey Brenner Sherman. And nobody does anything. Those are my closest peeps. But my Stacey Sherman, which is more business-ish, those are the people that engage. So point of story is that I think that people, I don't know, I think people maybe when they're not really happy in their life or whatever they have going on, they just like don't, can't really give to you in the moment or to me, I should say, but the people that are interested in and inspired by the work we do can really be the best supporters. And I think that then that fuels us. So I can't explain this dynamic. I don't really understand it, but my best supporters are not the people I go out for dinner with on the weekend. I don't understand it, but it's kind of true.
Thank you, Stacey. I appreciate all of that. And I feel like, well, I'm going to wait. I have a thought. So I want to make sure Simona can share too, and then I'll share mine. Go ahead, Simona. Good morning. And thank you again, Stacey.
I love that, Stacey. I think that was really great. And I think too, you know, one thing that I've been learning over the last few years is how deeply other people are mirrors for.
Say it, Simona. This is exactly where I was going to. So I'm glad you're saying it. Go ahead.
Because Mark and I, we talk about this often because Mark and I have like side tangents about like the universe and energy and all of the above, like pretty much almost every day, at least once a week. But that said, everyone is a mirror for who we are. And I've noticed for myself, like if I'm triggered by something or someone or a situation, I look at that as an invitation to, A, how can I look at it from after I get over the trigger? How do I look at it from a place of love and a place of learning and understanding and empathy, right? And then from there, it's like, what is that piece within my own self that I need to heal? And why is that thing something that's triggering to me, right? And then it just adds a deeper layer of healing into your life and awareness and understanding and compassion. So I try and look at things more objectively, I think, and try and take a bird's eye view approach to a situation instead of, you know, I mean, of course, nobody is perfect. So sometimes when triggers happen, my mind absolutely goes judgmental first. And I think a lot of people can relate to that. And if you can't, then good on you for doing all that work, because it is very hard. And so, yeah, I feel like it can be, it's always an invitation, I think, to look inwards and to understand what within us do we have the opportunity to go deeper with, to understand, and then to transform into that sort of light energy that we want to radiate back to the world and to our friends and family. And yeah. And also, Stacey, I've noticed too that my biggest supporters are not my friends and family. They love me and they try and understand, but they don't understand. And so it's always, but it's okay. You know, even that is okay.
I'll make you laugh for a second. And I know this is recorded, but it's okay. Where I sent my podcast to my father back when I started, and my podcast is 30 minutes. And he said, how long is it? Like, how long do I need to listen? I'm like, you know what? Do me a favor. It's okay. You don't have to listen.
Right. Like, yeah. If you have to ask me how long it's going to take you to listen to it, don't bother. Yeah. I'm with you, Stacey. All right. Thank you all. And yes, Simone, I was going to say pretty much the same thing you were saying about mirroring and when people are rubbing us the wrong way, when we're seeing that person succeeding and it's bothering us for some reason, I've started to learn that oftentimes those people are showing me what I want to become or who I want to become. And I'm frustrated because I'm not doing those things. And they're showing me that those things are possible and that they're making it work. And I, when I dig deep, it's often about that. It's about that's where I'm meant to be and I'm not there. And that's the frustration.
I don't think that ever goes away, Mark. I mean, I have that every single day. I don't know that we're ever going to say, oh, I reached it. Like, mm-hmm. I finally got there. And, sorry to jump in, but I just like feel so passionate that I don't know that ever goes away. But if we can find the celebrations and milestones and feel it along the way, then we've got the gold.
Yeah. I don't think it goes away because we're always growing. And at every step we take, we're becoming a different person. So we're going to see different things along the way and learn different things about ourselves through other people. Amanda, Yoa, good morning. Glad to see you here. I see you wanted to chime in. Go for it.
Yeah, well, you know, this is my wheelhouse. Good mm-hmm. morning, everyone. You know, I to what you guys were talking about, what Stacey just said, you know, I call that the when and then mindset. And it can be in all levels of whatever it is that you're doing. Like, we all have our sources of inspiration of people that are doing the thing, but I think a lot of the times we get triggered because of who that person is, their being, and the fact that we can't be all in with who we are. There's something holding us back from being all in with our brand, who we are, what and how we do things. So, you know, there will be times where we get triggered by that person who is doing, you know, the same thing that we're doing. They might be a little more successful because they're on a different level of their journey than we are. But that person still triggers us in a way because we haven't really committed to being all in with ourselves. And that was a really hard lesson that I had to learn, and I had to go through a lot of things. I know I talked about my hat phase, and if you scroll down on my Instagram, you see a very different version of Amanda Yoa. And that was because I wasn't being all in with me and the way that I do things. And let me tell you, when you step into that and you look at those people that you used to look at with those, you know, being triggered, they then become your sources of inspiration and you only rise above and you soar 10 times quicker than you would before because you're not staying stuck in, you know, well, maybe when I'm able to be this, then I'll feel this, or when I do this, then I'll feel this. Step in to who you are in the now and the things that you do will be amplified. I promise you.
Mm. Thank you, Amanda. And this conversation's definitely getting some people to come up here on stage and join us. I feel like we have some people that have different things to talk about, right? So I have to figure out how to manage this. Dan, I see you came up here during Amanda's share. Did you want to add anything? Good morning.
Good morning. And yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Perfect. I love what Amanda has just shared because the comparison trap is real. And it's real because when we aren't in tune with our own mission, our own purpose, for instance, my purpose is every day, my goal is to find a way to connect with and inspire at least one other person in my life, whether that's smiling at someone at the cash out at the grocery store or whatever it may be. That's my purpose and my mission. And in order to avoid those comparison traps, I have also learned some tough lessons. You know, it's easy for me to look at what everyone else is doing, all the programs that other people have that I might have engaged in, and identifying me and how I can apply those things in the work that I'm doing has been the most rewarding, the best reward, and the easiest way to avoid looking at what others are doing and getting upset about how successful they might be or not, because I've realized that they too have found what their purpose is and how they can apply themselves more fully, I guess is the best way to say that, you know, more true to who they are. And that, I think, is how they're achieving success. You said something earlier too I wanted to jump in on. I know we're close on time.
That's okay.
It was referenced the, never mind.
You lost it?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
It'll come back to me, I'm sure. But yeah, that's really where I wanted to jump in because, yeah, the comparison trap is real. And if we're looking at other people and what they're doing, or we're looking at the wrong key performance indicators, for example, and we lose track of why we're doing what we're doing, it's real easy to get caught up in that piece.
Absolutely. And Dan, I feel you on forgetting that other thing. I mean, I feel like that happens to me at least once an episode. So I feel that it's frustrating sometimes. And bring it back tomorrow or post in our Facebook group if it comes to you. Would love to hear that thought when it comes back. I want to check in with DR. DR is just about the only person on stage here who hasn't been able to chime in yet. So good morning to you, DR. What did you want to add to the conversation today?
Good morning from Nashville, Tennessee. You know, if there's other people that want to comment on Soda's issue, then I think that would be better because I was going to bring up a problem. You know, you started out the day saying, you know, yeah, you have a problem.
I'd say go for it because we are, you know, short on time. I think we've exhausted the conversation for now. So yeah, let's change it up a little bit.
Okay. So I've talked before about this little curating kind of podcast that I want to do and bring up some independent podcasts, some offbeat podcasts. But I can hear in my head some of the podcast gurus that I follow ask me the questions like, well, why? What is your why? And how is this going to further your career? And well, number one, I think it's going to be fun. So that's one why. And I think I want to put like a, you know, a little mid-roll for my production business, like somewhere in there. Because basically it's for people who love podcasts and who want to be that person in the office who knows all about, you know, all the different podcasts. Well, where could I go to find out about National Spaghetti Day or something, you know, some crazy offbeat trivia kind of thing. So I keep hearing these little voices in my head saying, oh, don't do that. It's just gonna take up some time. It's going to take you away from, you know, the main thing of your business. So I kind of wanted to.
Yeah, and I see everybody's chomping at the bit. I think for me, DR, it does feel like it's part of your business. It does feel aligned with your business. If you are somebody in the podcast industry and you're doing a podcast about the various podcasts out there, that to me is an alignment. And more importantly, this is, yes, it's great to get that advice. It's great to have that in your ear. And what I heard you say, you just shared your why. And you shared how it aligns with your business. And what I'm hearing is you're doubting that. It's not about what the gurus are saying. This kind of ties back into all this conversation we've had today. It's about confidence. It's about believing in yourself.
Yeah.
And I hear all of... Yeah, go ahead.
My main thing is that I didn't want to do a podcast on podcasting because there's... With all due respect, there's many, many, many of them, this being one of them, you know. So I wanted to just find another way to bring my business forward and also to have fun with it.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like you're doing that. And let me get to Simona and Alex, too, because they want to chime in. Go ahead, Simona.
I love this, DR, and I love that you brought this to the room. And okay. I'm someone who everything that I do in my agency with clients, like projects, whatever we do, we always figure out what is the why of this specific thing that we're doing. And I guess this is more of just like a reminder that like you're allowed to do something just because it's fun. It doesn't have to always relate back to business. Like, yeah, it's great when it does. But when I started Happiness Happen, I started that show pretty like literally because I wanted one other person to feel less alone. And then that turned into a production business. That turned into this. That turned into that. You know what I mean? And so I think if you just follow your heart and follow like that inner nudge that you have to create this show and just let yourself do that and add in that bid role, you know, talk about what you do and share all of that. That is going to be way more powerful than creating another podcast about podcasting. And I mean, I have a podcast about podcasting.
Yeah.
And, you know, you have to do it in your way. So if your why is simply that you want to and it'll bring you joy, that's way more than enough. It doesn't have to be more than that. If you are going to have fun with it, that's all that matters at the end of the day.
Okay. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Alex, did you have anything?
Okay. Yes. I had the same conversation with Simona a while back, and this is coming from love. This angers me so much, your question. And I mean that because why not? Go for it. I started a podcast with my daughter, who's 9. I know, everybody's sick of this broken record. I'm going to be speaking at PodFest. I'd never in my imagined wildest dreams would have ever thought that. Okay? You never know where one door opens, where it's going to take you. And I think that you as a, you know, we all, and I've said this before, but I really think it needs to be said again. We all have a talent and we all have an opportunity to help other people. And like my family owned a liquor store. So we could give, my dad could, you know, for a present, you can give a bottle of liquor. Well, there's not too many offers where you can give people a gift and take it and run with it. And if it means you want to be goofy and do something a little offbeat, go for it.
Yeah.
And I think there's enough stories out there that have not been told. If we've learned anything from Dominic, there's a ton of stories out there and we need to record these stories. And if it means giving a little light on something and it puts a little something in your heart that makes you feel better and lets you sleep better at night, go for it. So don't second guess yourself. That's why I get so mad at you. And I'm also saying this to myself too, because I second guess myself all the time.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
You know, like I said.
Thank you. Yeah, you're welcome, DR. Yeah, go for it. You've got this. And yeah, I mean, again, it feels very aligned to me. You're doing a podcast. It's podcast related. It suits your business. And most importantly, you said this is fun for you. And you know what? Maybe in a year from now, maybe in 6 months from now, maybe it's not fun anymore. Maybe it's not working. And that's okay too. That means it's run its course and it's time to move on to the next level. Nick.
Yeah. I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you're welcome. You're welcome. Nick, did you want to have the final word?
Yeah, I want to chime in because I think what DR brought up, she mentioned like all the gurus saying, find your why. And I know every single one of us has heard that before. And I think the part or the piece of that that's always missing is why you're finding your why. And that comes down to what's going to keep you motivated to push past the days where you're like, yeah, I'm just not feeling it. Or this isn't really doing it for me today. But it could just be where you're at in that day. Maybe you've had a rough day and you just don't feel up for doing it. What's going to push you past those difficult days to keep doing it? That's why you need to find your why. It's like your ongoing motivation for what you're doing.
Right.
Yeah. Thank you, Nick. It's funny. It's so true to me. And it's funny because it's like, okay, so we're frustrated with always hearing you got to know your why. You got to find your why. Now, Nick is telling us we have to find our why for our why. And it's so on point. Thank you, Nick, for saying that. Because, yeah, that is what it's all about, right? It's, yes, of course, knowing the purpose is going to also translate for our audience to our audience. And to Nick's point, it is our North Star. When we're having that bad day, when we're not feeling it, to have that reminder, to know that reminder as to why we're doing this in the first place, that's valuable. That's the reason behind, a reason behind knowing your why. All right. Thank you all today. This has been awesome. I like these Ask Me Anything sessions, and I think we're going to keep them going at least once a week and see where it takes us. And as a reminder, we do this every day, Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. Eastern, and then 7 a.m. Pacific as a podcast. And also a reminder, it's been sitting up here if you're listening live, and it's sitting in your show notes if you're listening via podcast. The Empowered Podcast Conference is coming June 28th through the 30th, and that's happening in Charlotte, North Carolina. I've started to hear from people booking flights, booking hotels, getting their tickets, getting their letters about speaking. All the things are coming together, and I can't wait to do what we do here live, and I can't wait to see so many of you in person. For many of you, for the first time, it's going to be an exciting weekend. We've had some exciting developments with several new sponsors, several industry people, one other conference has expressed some interest in chatting a little bit about how we can make this, is this a word, synergetic? I think it is. But if it isn't, I'm making it one.
It is now.
Thanks, Dominic. So lots of big stuff coming. We want you to be a part of it. Please join us there. And please join us tomorrow morning, Friday, 7 a.m. Eastern. We are sharing our wins from the week. We are continuing our discussions around the world of podcasting, answering questions, discussing all the things that are important to us as podcasters. That happens tomorrow, 7 a.m. Eastern. Until then, make it a great day, everybody. Take care.